Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of November 1961. Priceless treasure of mankind. Your lifespan is between a mind arising and passing away. If next mind does not arise, it is dead. The Buddha was reminding us for many times as living with mindfulness and wisdom, sati and panna. Mindfulness is being aware of what happening in the body. Every time the body is talking to you, must aware of it. Wisdom is making a decision on the arising phenomenon as what it will be. Be mindful and making a decision with panna. A person with mindfulness knows the arising and passing away of a mind one by one in a series. All what is happening is one's own dying. One does not do this practice and then he doesn't know that the body is becoming older, and doesn't know the disintegration of it either. He doesn't know these things due to not looking at it with mindfulness and wisdom. Not knowing is ignorance. Ignorant person will do and say what he wants. In that way, he is turning towards avijja pakkhaya sankhara, ignorance conditions volitional formation. And then it ends up with aging, sickness and death. Observe with mindfulness and wisdom, then ignorance ceases and becomes vijja udapadi, knowledge arises. He will not encounter with aging, sickness and death. This is a very important matter. Therefore be always mindful in the body and make decision with panna. For example, an itch arises in the body. Itching is dukkha and it is sukha after vanishing, unpleasant and pleasant. Pain is dukkha and its disappearing is sukha. In our bodies feelings are changing. Does the body tell you man or woman, a person or a being? Or does it tell you feelings are changing? These are aggregate of feeling, vedanakanda, neither a person nor a being. So during the contemplation man or woman disappears in the body. From the young age parents taught us these were men or women all the times, with concepts. So we are clinging to a person or a being. Here I summarize what Sayadaw had said in his talk. Therefore, the disappearance of feeling and kanda is due to the concepts. They taught us the conventional truth. Therefore I have to teach you the ultimate truth, paramatta sakka. They were also right as concepts. It's not truth because it does not really exist. Be mindful and observe with panna, and three types of feeling are arising in turn, i.e., sukha, dukkha and upekkha vedanas. This is seeing the existing phenomenon, and knowing the ultimate truth before we end up with conventional truth. So you all are alive with the changing of feelings. There are feelings all the time. There are no places free from feeling if you are using a needle poking on the body because it's vedanakanda. I am analyzing it how to be mindful and observe with panna. Sayadaw gave many examples for the three physical feelings, i.e., sukha, dukkha, and upekkha in daily life. Why I am talking so detail about it? I am concerning with the wrong view of why it happens to be like this come into your mind. He also mentioned about mental feelings with examples. Therefore at any time we are never free from feelings. Every time feeling arises must know it. Every time feeling arises, observe with mindfulness and wrong view dies. These are aggregate of feeling, not a man nor a woman. After with mindfulness and decide with panna. Only with panna you get the knowledge. Every time feeling arises and knowing is mindfulness. Sukha Vedana is passing away. Dukkha Vedana is passing away. And Upekkha Vedana is passing away. Making these decisions is panna. Then it becomes inside knowledges. Panna is making the decision of one by one vanishing. Mindfulness is seeing the arising process. The lifespan of a feeling is now arising and now vanishing. Therefore it's too short of lifespan. It has the lifespan of moment arising and moment vanishing. Be mindful and observe with wisdom and seeing impermanence. To get the path knowledge you have to do like this. Praying for the path knowledge is not only you can't get it, but also craving arises. It's because of the desire. By contemplation only get the inside knowledge. Be mindful and observe with panna. The things you can ask is aging, sickness and death. Contemplation without asking is ending the aging, sickness and death. There are five path factors in sati and panna, three samadhi factors with two wisdom factors. These five path factors are cutting off kalesa and leading to nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of November 1961. In accordance with the Dharma, there are five dullaba, difficult to encounter, gain. One, now you are all encountering of the Buddha's teachings. Two, also meet a teacher who can teach Sakka Dharma. Three, you have the ear for listening the Sakka Dharma. Four, can discern impermanence by practice, practice in accordance with the Dharma, Dhammanu Dhammapatipatti. You have completed with these 4 points. Five, can pay homage to the Buddha and teacher with Nibbana, which is the ending of impermanence. Some has already fulfilled this point also. They are not so few. You all are my Vinaya, enlightened by his instructions. The Buddha's Vinayas were starting from the Pankavaji Bhikkhus, the first five group of disciples, to the last Bhikkhu Subhada. So, the other people have to fulfill the 4 and 5 points with perseverance in the practice. I'll talk about the practice in accordance with the Dharma. Mind and form Dharma are in the body. You have to practice accordingly with them. You know its arising if it shows the arising. If it shows the vanishing and you know its vanishing. The showing process is Dharma. Anupatipatti is practicing accordingly. Know its disenchantment if it's showing disenchantment. Know its apekka if it's showing apekka. These are Anupatipatti. From the Anguttara Nikaya. You all have the perfection, parami. Just fulfill this point, i.e., know. 4. This is important. To get it, you have to do the practice by yourself. With the practice, you'll complete it. For example, sleepy mind arises and you know it as arising. If it's vanishing and you know it as vanishing, etc. It takes longer time if kalesa comes in. If not coming in, it might take a week or 7 days to fulfill. Even you can achieve it by practice in the morning and realize in the evening. It can be fulfilled from 1 to 3 by prayers. No. 4 is only with practicing by yourself. It's sure for you to realize it if you can make your knowledge accordingly with impermanence. No. 4 is more important than no. 5. The reason is no. 4 The inside knowledge must be sharp for no. 5 Path knowledge to arise. Have to contemplate as the arising is dukkha and the vanishing is dukkha. Their ending is the cessation of dukkha. No. 4 has the 5 path factors and 5 has the 8 path factors. The path knowledge, the fruition knowledge and the reviewing knowledge, pakavekana nana, all are seeing the cessation of dukkha, i.e., nibbana. The body becomes light and the heart becomes cool. Sayadaw continued the Sakka Panna Sutta. Not being free from diseases and illnesses are the reason of Issa and Makriya, envy and avarice. Craving, conceit and wrong view come from feeling. And then Sayadaw talked about living beings were oppressed and killed by the three feelings. Giving a simile of a fish is seeing a bait, a pecker, and wants to eat it, sucker. It gulps the bait and pulls up by the fisherman and beats to death, dukkha. Note, from the beginning of this talk, Sayadaw mentioned these words, some have already fulfilled this point also. They are not so few. You all are my Vinaya, enlightened by his instructions. These are referring to no. 5 point which is Nibbana. This is inspiring and encouraging for us who study his talks. I have no doubt about the success of his teaching. The yogis he referred were the ones who often listened to his talks every day 2 or 3 times for many years at 3 places, Amarapura, Mandalay and Mogik. Some stayed at these centers and practiced under his guidance for a long retreat. The 3 talks here, the hidden treasure, priceless treasure of mankind and in accordance with the Dharma, all were delivered on the 16th of November 1961. In the Dharma list of that year, i.e., November and December 1961, he gave 2 or 3 talks a day. The reason behind is some lay people led by U Tan Daing from Rangoon came to Amarapura and had a long retreat with Sayadawgyi. Mogik Sayadaw was a remarkable Dharma workaholic and non-stop working for the Buddha Dharma. There were some who had the misconception that Arahant ideal was selfish. This is totally wrong and nonsense. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of November 1961. Perform a dana properly. This was a Dharma talk for the offering of a sala building before the water pouring ceremony. Closing square bracket. In the beginning, Sayadaw mentioned not to share the merits made by others for the vata dana, for the becoming or round of existence, because these kinds of merit are truth of dukkha and not for ending of it. It's important not to end up at what others believed and said. He gave the story of Ven. Rahula's, the Buddha's only son, past life as a king. At that time he met an ascetic with psychic power. Every day the ascetic went to a Naga kingdom under the sea for day rest. So he asked him about the place. The ascetic praised about the place. Rahula believed him and vowed to be born there. So next life after death he became a serpent king. Closing square bracket. Whatever candor you have, it's never good. All a truth of dukkha, disgusting and useless. In the body there are excrements, urine, phlegm, etc. Only foulness, asubha, exists. Nobody wants to come closer to you if you died. It's the same as asking, may I get the disgusting and useless thing? If you pray for the kanda. The meaning of samadaya, craving is the cause of dukkha, is the dharma creating bad things. Therefore you are asking with the bad dharma of samadayasaka. Asking with the bad dharma, you get the bad thing. You might get the bad thing after using the money, even you can have the real happiness of ending dukkha. Actually, you are making friend with the dharma, which is association with dukkha, i.e., craving, samadaya. It's the deceivable and cunning dharma. I am talking with the knowledge of truth, sakanana. So you must listen with the truth of ear. Most people don't have it. They only have the defiled ear and like to hear defiled things. You have to make the wise attention of with this aging and decrepit kanda and exchange with the not aging and not decrepit nibbana. You must exchange this burning body, burning with the 11 kinds of fire with the cooling nibbana. This is the dana of exchanging dukkha with sukha. If you are using the money for eating and spending and it's burning into ashes by kalesa fire. Therefore, this kind of dana is pulling it away from kalesa fire. In the performing of dana, giving away, if you ask, how much money has been spent? This is not a right question. The right question is, how much you got from it? Because you are taking away the money and wealth from the 11 kinds of fire, here Sayadaw didn't mention some of the dangers which can destroy people's wealth and money. Such as robbers, thieves, fire, water, natural disasters, family members, etc. There are a lot can be mentioned about it. The 11 kinds of fire, raga, dosa, moha, jati, jara, marana, soka, parideva, dukkha, domanasa, apayasa, lust, hatred, delusion, birth, aging, death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. This is the day of exchanging heat with coolness, exchanging dukkha with nirodha. It is knowing the two truth, dukkha and nirodha, with the analytical knowledge today. This is the forerunner of the path knowledge. You will really get the path knowledge if you really practice. You are offering dana as a good worldling, Kalyana Padarjana, and not as a blind worldling, Anda Padarjana. Knowledge, Nana, knows the truth and not Kama. Therefore this is a dana performed with knowledge, and will sure to reach Nibbana. Dana is not for prolonging the round of existence, samsara. Not knowing the right way of doing it only prolongs the samsara. After that Sayadaw was leading people to perform a short ceremony of prayer and sharing the merit. This short prayer was in Burmese, about dukkha and for the ending of it, not including anything like good rebirth, wealth, beauty, long life, etc. Because these things were truth of Dukkha. He talked about many Dukkha starting from the mother's womb during the pregnancy, from giving birth to the whole human life with aging, sickness and death. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of November 1961. Dana and the Ending of Dukkha. This was a Dharma talk at the ceremony of Kathina Robes offering. Offering with the desire for the becoming of human being or heavenly being is for the cause of Dukkha, Samudaya Sakha. Even becoming the blissful Kanda, it is still the truth of Dukkha. Dukkha Sakha. With the giving, Dana, still get lost in Dukkha. The truth has to be based on the Kanda for becoming the knowledge of seeing. During the giving we have to enrich with insight. Wanting to be free from the direct experience of Dukkha and make the offering must contemplate the Kanda in this way. The precepts, five here, have been established already. No contemplation of the Kanda and just giving is an ordinary Dana. It is not the best Dana. With much capital, investment, and get little profit we should not do this business. The donors were business people. Let contemplate on the Kanda for 5 minutes. Sayadaw was quite different from other teachers. If anyone wanted to perform a big Dana, such as building a sala, dwellings, etc., Sayadaw asked him to practice Vipassana for some times before the offering, and with the offering ceremony transformed into a Vaivata Dana, Danas transcend the round of existence. Do you see the impermanence of Dukkha Sakha? Without the path factor of Samadhi you can't see it. And also without the path factor of wisdom, Panna, you can't see it. Now, you already completed with Samadhi and Panna. Sayadaw asked the disciples to follow him as he recited the Pali and translation for the Vipassana Dana offering. Before the water pouring ceremony, he asked disciples to observe the Kanda at the same time by listening to the talk. If the hindrances come in, also observe them. Sayadaw talked about the beginning of human being, starting from the combination of sperm and ovum, with them together were Nama, mind, Dharma. You should offer things with the desire of Ajati Nibbana, no rebirth, Nibbana, and with the fear of birth. It is for Vaivata Dana, so it's not the main point for which kinds of things to offer. It is important to have a noble mind. And then continue to talk about old age and sickness. From the past life with ignorance, volitional formation conditioned this present life, starting from birth to aging, sickness and death. Now, I am not talking about a Punabhisankara yet, demeritorious deed. Even Punabhisankara is very bad indeed, meritorious deed. The situation in sickness is taking off the good clothes. When people are oppressing by sickness and disease, they can't wear any good clothes. It's also in the state of hunger. Because can't eat good foods or no desire to eat. The state in sickness is disgusting by others, because the disease has bad or disgusting smell. Are these things given to you by others? Or you make it for yourself, by kamma and prayer? Ignorance right pointing arrow volitional formation right pointing arrow rebirth consciousness. These situations are known by others and it becomes a shame and without any benefit. Those who lives with a bad life till death will have a bad dying. The sick person sees hell and other bad destinations and in crying at dying. This offering is for fear of Dukkha Sakha and it becomes offer with knowledge. Let us do the water pouring ceremony. Our job is already completed even we don't do this. We do this just for sharing the merit with others. We are afraid and disenchanted of aging, sickness and death of the samsara and perform this offering. You also should have the three qualities from your side. You must have strong volition, satana, before, during and after the offering. From the side of the monks, we should receive these offerings with the spirit of practicing to be free from lust, hatred and delusion. The results are unspeakable if it's in accordance with these 6 points. Offering without any clinging to personality, then it frees from wrong view. This is the Kathina ceremony of killing Tanha and Ditthi, so it has a lot of benefit and is leading to Nibbana. Note on the conception of a human embryo. The beginning of human beings starts with the combination of sperm, ovum and the rebirth consciousness. We should not take it literally because some doubt about these three combined together at the same time. This is not important for a yogi, but he should not take them as a soul or a self, otherwise it becomes wrong view. To understand the real picture, we can consult the information in the suttas, stories in the texts, modern stories, yogis' experiences, and medical science. We can have the right answer by research, investigation and contemplation. In Burma, most Abhidhamma teachers who talked about rebirth started with the combination of these three together, sperm, ovum and rebirth consciousness. But story in the Pali texts were different. One of the Dharmapada stories was about a gem polisher. He killed his pet crane which died and conceived by his wife. It meant the sperm and ovum were combined before the crane death. In Ajahn Mun's biography, it mentioned an old nun who sat in meditation and had the following experience. A white thread came out from her heart and went into her niece's womb. She told Ajahn Mun about this experience. He suggested her to cut off this white thread with her samadhi power next time. She did it what he said. Later she asked her niece whether she had any pregnancy before. She gave the positive answer and now it was aborted. According to the embryology, the being in the womb starts breathing after 2 or over 2 months. I don't know the exact time. This can be counted as the rebirth consciousness arises at that time. It also make reasonable because mind and matter are changing in different rates. Mind is 17 times faster than matter. Closing square bracket. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of November 1961. Two guardians of hells. Restlessness, adaka, means the mind is not staying with the impermanent object. It's an intervening mind. For example, during the contemplation of the impermanent of feeling, it ceases and restlessness comes in a blip. Instead of staying with the object of contemplation, the mind was going out to the external object. Sense object of the mind comes in as a substitute in the place of impermanence. This is only known by the yogi. If not and you don't know it. You don't know the mind state because it's floating around in a delusive state. Someone contemplates of feeling and contemplate the restless mind as a pekka, neither pleasant nor unpleasant or neutral feeling, or just as restless mind. It's very important because you can take it as so many disturbances which will let you give up the practice. Don't take it as disturbances. Take it as ehi pasiko, it's inviting the yogi to come and contemplate. Don't forget this point. It comes as an object of contemplation. During the sitting, you should have the mind state that I'll contemplate whatever comes to me. Everything is good for contemplation. Restlessness is delusion, moha. It comes to tell you that, it will start the D.A. process in the beginning. It's ignorance which conditions to volitional formation and turns towards worldly matter. Without the Satipatthana there are no other Dharma arriving to Nibbana. Satipatthana is Sati and Sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. Sati and Panna are going together. This becomes path factors, Magunga. It becomes knowledge by the contemplation of ignorance. Delusion, Moha, dies then doubt, Visakicca, also dies. Wrong view also dies with doubt dying. Even we can contemplate on Nibbana. Everything can be contemplated. What is the benefit of contemplating restlessness? It can cut off the beginning of samsara. Because restlessness connects with moha or delusion, avijja right-pointing arrow sankhara. Let us continue on doubt. It's the mind of delusion. As a feeling, it's a pekka vedana, neither pleasant nor unpleasant, or neutral. One doesn't know his and others' benefits if it comes in. Doubt is difficult to cure. It exists and then wrong view does not fall away. Therefore the path knowledge of the stream entry, Sotapatti Magga, has to exterminate it. If, it's existing and wrong view will not fall away. Doubt also exists if wrong view exists. Therefore, the path knowledge of the stream entry has to exterminate both of them. They are more fearful than greed, Lobba. There is also greed not falls into the planes of misery. These Dharma, i.e., Ditthi and Visakicha, sending beings to the planes of misery. These are Dharma of delusion and leading the D.A. process from the beginning. Avijja right-pointing arrow Sankara, these are two leaders of Dharma send beings to the lower samsara of existence. These are the seeds of hells and the seeds of painful rebirths. Some Buddhists have doubts on their religion and change to other religion because they have wrong views. The wrong view arises with doubt. They are born together and associate together. I am teaching you daily on D. A. which is killing wrong view and doubt for you. Without D. A. and the practice is becoming useless insight practice. It can't realize the Dharma because it is practicing with wrong view and doubt. Take the example of Ven. Anuradha. He had doubt and couldn't answer the question of the outsiders. He stayed near the Buddha and practiced and still not realized Nibbana. It was sure as a hindrance for him. Sayadaw told the story. You will see impermanence, Anicca, if you contemplate. But you will have doubt and can't get it if you don't clear it up at the base, for example, as like Ven. Channa. Where did I come from? And, where will I go? All these are wrong view and doubt. The I does not exist. Without the existence of I, where does the I come from and where will it go? Living being does only exist in speech and doesn't have any form at all. Only the five khandhas exist. Without stripping away wrong view and doubt with the intellectual knowledge, nata parinna, and contemplation you can't get it. Only with the help of the teacher and you can clear it away. Every day you are listening on the D. A. process that wrong view and doubt are not a resistance to you. Without the resistance the disease is easy to cure. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of November 1961. Can't rely on the outside power. This talk was based on the 12 links of DA. Process to explain the teaching. So you need to use the DA. Chart to understand the explanation. PTO 7, 1 2 Fig. Section 1. Past cause, Avijja right-pointing arrow Sankara right-pointing arrow. Section 2. Present effect, Vinanam right-pointing arrow Nama, Rupam right-pointing arrow Salayatanam right-pointing arrow Fasa right-pointing arrow Vedana right-pointing arrow. Section 3. Present cause, Tana right-pointing arrow Upadana right-pointing arrow Kama, right-pointing arrow. Section 4. Future effect, Jati, Maranam. DEA. Is the cause and effect connection of one's own khanda process from one life to one life. It's neither the connection of a person nor a being. These present results arose from the past causes. Avijja and Sankara do not follow to this side, from 1 to 2. We are taking with these five results as man or woman, i.e., number 2. From the past life of no. 1. Nothing came to this side of no. 2. Carefully note this point. It's important. The doubt of, where did I come from? Was solved. Doubt is called visakicca. In the cause and effect process, neither person nor being exists and identify view is falling away, sakaya ditthi. Doubt dies away by knowing the connection between cause and effect. You will not fall into the planes of misery if doubt falls away. The Dharma sending beings to the planes of misery is temporary falling away. For one or two lives times not falls in there. These are unwholesome mind. These two also fell away from a sotapanna. Yours fall away with intellectual knowledge is the same thing. For a sotapanna it fell away from the heart with its root. Therefore you have to practice hard for them to fall away with the root. For example, you can't practice and dies instantly. But don't be afraid and you can't fall into the planes of misery. Even with the intellectual knowledge, you can't fall into the plains of misery for one or two lives. But you have to work hard to make it fall away by practice, because wrong view and doubt will come back again if you meet with wrong parents and teachers in next life. It's better to be none of them exist in the heart. With these five, i.e., section 2, five khandhas or mind, body, seeing the impermanence of the mind, body process, it will fall away. This is by practice. After entering the stream, never fall into the plains of misery. After that, continue again for the practice with impermanence and seeing three times, i.e., Nibbana, the practice is finished. Wrong view falls off with intellect is a kala sotapanna and with practice a maha sotapanna. If you prefer form, rupa, and contemplate form, prefer feeling, mind and dukkha sakka, i.e., Dharma, and contemplate them respectively. You will see impermanence by contemplating one of them, and then comes disenchantment and later see as real dukkha sakka. With these, the impermanence of dukkha sakka ceases. Then you become a sotapanna. You don't need my help again. You will continue to work for the higher level of path knowledges without anyone's encouragement. After your becoming sotapanna, my duty as a teacher is ended. You all are afraid of falling into the plains of misery. For the matter of consuming of foods, you have to search for here and there. These are making you in exhaustion. This practice does only need watching and observing the khanda. With great respect and compassion for yourself, do the job of seeing impermanence. I am urging you for the practice. And after, you'll never fall into the four planes of misery with the eight faulty destinations and can be relaxed. The eight faulty destinations are the four planes of misery, hells, animals, Peter's ghosts, asuras, a place where the Buddha's teaching can't reach, born into a family with wrong views, born as disabled person, such as blind, deaf and dumb, etc. Now you are an untouchable golden bowl and with a little bit slanting off will fall into the plains of misery. We should not forget the Buddha's warning of our permanent homes with these miserable planes. It was very rare we came to human world. I am urging you to practice for the unchanging and stable path knowledge. With the short human lifespan, don't be in a relaxed situation. It will be without any benefit if you die earlier. There are too many personal matters. Don't seek pleasure in dukkha. Even dana matters are hindrances for the path and fruit. Sayadaw referred to most Buddhists just doing dana and other merits for the enjoyments in samsara. Instead of using the times and chances for transcend dukkha, you are searching and spending, and times are consuming in this way. Don't want to be free from dangers are very bad indeed. Tomorrow you may be died, but with happiness in the present is quite a crazy person. Thing can save you are only the path knowledge. You have to do it regularly, just like eating foods. Every day you are eating for 3 to 4 times. For the practice you are saying no time for it. Section 2 is the objects for practice, from consciousness to feeling. Practicing with it is developing insight. You can contemplate any one of them. The Buddha also not making a rule for contemplating all of them. The five khandhas are like the five lemons. Impermanence or the three characteristics is like the sour taste of the lemon. You eat one of them and know about the other four also the same. If you continue to eat more and more lemons, become disenchanted with it. And at the breaking point you let go all of them. Then there is peace. Combine all of them, we get the five khandhas. If you discern impermanence is seeing dukkha sakka. Disenchantment to impermanence is disenchantment of dukkha. Ending of impermanence is ending dukkha. The ending is nibbana. It's important to see the impermanence of one of them in section 2. It cut off the process to section 3. For the samsaric traveler, 2 and 3 right pointing arrow are connecting. If not a samsaric traveler, between 2 and 3 are cutting off. Vedana nirodha tana nirodho, with the cessation of feeling and tana ceases. Someone who can cut off it will arrive to nibbana. Path factors can cut off from one life to another life. It cut off Kalesa and Kandas. Cut off Kalesa is Samadaya dies, craving. Cut off the Kanda is Dukkha Sakka ceases. If you still can't cut off between 2 and 3 and don't take it on the safe side. Don't be in sleep. The important place to practice is cutting off between 2 and 3. If you are busy, it's busy with crossing from 2 to 3. If you contemplate one of their impermanence and you don't need to ask anyone what will happen to you. This Dharma can be observed by oneself. Don't say blindly I am happy to die. Some Buddhists had done a lot of practice on merits in their lives and to rely on them. You have to check at 2 it connects to 3 or not. If you are connecting to 3 even the Buddha couldn't help you. Later Buddhists rely on Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, but not on the Dharma. If 2 not connects with 3 then it's in safety. Samsara is cutting off. After becoming a Sotapanna and not continues for contemplation, 2 and 3 are still connecting. But only connect with the blissful existence, Sugati Bhava, and not to painful births. It gives you a lot of ease. The Buddha gave the example of Sotapanna's dukkha as the soil on his fingernail. But dukkha abandoned by Sotapanna were as much as the soil on the earth. Can you get it by prayers? The Buddha couldn't save you. He was not a savior. You have to save yourself. If the Buddha could save Devadatta and he couldn't fall into the great hell, Maharavichi. He was the brother-in-law of the Buddha. Because of his unwholesome kamma, painful birth appeared for him. So don't continue the process. If you continue it, then you have kinship with Devadatta. Are you afraid of Tanha or kamma? Tanha connects it, and kamma quite far from it. You have to be afraid of Tanha. Without Tanha and no kamma arises. You are not afraid of the root, but the tip. You have to afraid of the cause, but instead to the result. It's like a dog not afraid of the thrower, but to the stone. If you cut off Tanha and kamma cut off by itself. You have to check yourself for how many times a day you are connecting with it. You can cut off only by practice, not by outside power.